Meghan Markle getting emotional over being a new mother and living in the spotlight in the royal family. The Duchess of Sussex opened up in this really raw interview with ITV. Watch this.
Look, any woman, when they're, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn, you know, especially as a woman, it's really, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. It's, well, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay. But it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
And the answer is, would it be fair to say not really okay, since it's really been a struggle?
Yes.
Quite an interesting moment. Now here for Ladies Night, Carly Shimkus, Susan Lee, and Jessica Tarlov. Jess, what'd you make of that?
I really enjoyed the 1 minute and 15 seconds that we've seen of it so far. It definitely makes me want to watch the interview more.
Yeah, it's going to air on Sunday night.
Yeah, I think that, you know, there's obviously a few schools of thought about Meghan Markle, and she's gotten tremendous negative coverage as a new princess over there, and people want to talk about their relationship.
She's a duchess, by the way.
Sorry, duchess. But when Harry came out, I guess a month ago, they announced that they were suing. Two outlets, I believe, and he said, I lost my mother to this. This isn't a joke. This isn't about wanting a picture of my baby or of my wife. This is literally the thing that killed my mother. You could see how important this is for both of them and also how unified they are. I think it's a wonderful thing to see that openness and that rawness about what they go through.
Yeah. I thought two things. It reminded me of the moment when Princess Diana was interviewed and she said, she was talking about her husband's infidelity, and she said, well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
Wow.
And that was after they had separated. Now, I am not in any way suggesting anything about the marriage of Meghan and Harry. I'm only saying that that kind of raw emotion and admitting vulnerability is simply not done in this family. I thought it was very American of her, Carly.
She has been under such an intense media spotlight. And in the beginning, it was great. She was a Hollywood actress marrying a prince, and then it turned to she's high maintenance. She's breaking up the two brothers. She's breaking up the royal
family.
And I remember there was this video of her that went viral where she was using a British accent when she was saying hello and people were making fun of her. And that's because those clips and those headlines get more clicks. They make more money. And I thought this was such a candid and honest and raw moment where it brings everybody back and we're reminded that there is a human being that is affected by these gossip headlines.
Yeah, I think that's true. Susan?
Yeah, I enjoyed your British accent, by the way, Martha.
My Diana imitation.
Yes, but is it wrong of me to not have that much sympathy for her?
A lot of people feel that way.
Well,
a lot of people feel that way.
Because, you know, she's an actress. She knew what she was getting into. I know there was intense media scrutiny, but she knew this is the royal family. This is just not anybody that she's getting involved with, and she saw what Princess Diana went through. I think I would say that this is something that was part of the plan, to be honest.
I don't think part of the plan was for her to get, you know, wall-to-wall negative coverage on things that probably she sees and they're not very fair.